The frustration level is just really high. It's because the wars were wrong the day they started. They were wrong the day George Bush left office and Barack Obama took over the office. And they're wrong today, and they'll be wrong tomorrow. And, you know, people tell me that, you know, Barack Obama has some kind of master plan, that by sending more troops to Afghanistan is some master plan to end the wars. And so Buckminster Fuller said there's no right way to do a wrong thing. Wrong yesterday, wrong today, wrong tomorrow. And why aren't we out in the streets saying that? Why aren't we saying it's not, you know, if you like Barack Obama, that's fine. I've met him several times. Personally, I like him. But I don't like his policies. I don't like the people he appointed to surround himself. I don't like when we say we need accountability and he says we have to look forward. You know, we can't investigate the crimes of the past because we have to look forward. So I want you to try that. Next time you get pulled over by a cop, you say, "Officer, didn't you hear we're looking forward?" You know, that I was speeding in the past. That happened in the past. And I ran that stop sign in the past. So we're just looking forward now.
This speech is free. This speech is free. This speech is free for you, me. This speech is free for everybody. This speech is free for you, me. People from far across the sea, from the working class to the bourgeoisie, ADAR or a refugee, all have the right to disagree. Oh, this speech is free for everybody. It's no felony for me to plead with you to leave me alone.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Freer Form, though tonight's format is not necessarily Freer Form. We're going to follow the format of that old classic public affairs show, No Censorship Radio. Opening comments were made by Cindy Sheehan. She made those comments last night at the Regent Theatre. We'll be hearing more from her a little later on in the program. We'll also be hearing a report back from last Thursday's National Torture Action Accountability Day. It was actually National Torture Accountability Action Day. There was a local protest in the Harvard Square Pit. We'll also be joined by Jamaica Plain, who's visiting from Sweden, and we'll have the usual art, activism, and anarchy, so stay tuned.
You might have something to say one day. You won't want me to get in your way, or the FBI or the CIA could take the First Amendment on a holiday. This speech is free for everybody. This speech is free for you and me. This speech is free for you and me.
Something is happening and people are not going to be silent.
We're here to represent democracy. Declaration of Independence says that when governments are instituted to guarantee an equal right of everybody to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and when governments become destructive of those ends, then it is the right of the people to alter or abolish the government.
Something is happening outside.
The truth must be told.
Is something happening here? Well, it isn't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. He's telling me I've got to beware. It's time to stop. What's that sound?
Everybody look what's going down.
We're seeing bright flashes going off all over the place. Something is happening outside.
wrong. Nobody's right, 'cause everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. It's time to stop.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Something is happening outside. I have a sense, Peter, that people are shooting, and they are not aware or cannot see what they're shooting at. This is extraordinary. This is extraordinary. This is extraordinary.
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street are singing songs and carrying signs. Most they say, hooray for eyesight. It's time to stop.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Something is happening outside.
The truth must be told.
Something is happening outside.
It scared you.
Paranoia runs deep into your lives, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line and it comes and take you away. It's time to stop.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Now those who are seeking with disloyal, the dark day in our nation, when high level authority seeks to use every method to silence dissent. Something is happening and people are not going to be silent.
Surrounding your country, your enemy is ruling your country. Your enemy is ruling your country.
So that was a very frustrating experience, but was even more frustrating was that after the last 8 years, George Bush left office as the most hated president in American history. And I want to say we had a lot to do with that. And so we need to give ourselves a big round of applause. He left office with an approval rating of 23 to 27%, depending on what poll you looked at. I like the 23% poll, so that's the one that I quote. And we were overwhelmingly against the war. The same amount of people who disapproved of George Bush disapproved of the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan. But then we had a change of regime. We had a regime change, and nothing changed. So it was just a change. It's almost like they slapped a new coat of paint on the old crap. And so I was very frustrated with that, because I feel for us to have integrity in a movement that we have to challenge the policies, and we have to challenge the ideologies, and we have to challenge the practice and the actions, not pin all our hatred on one person, even though it was right and good to hate George Bush, but not pin all our hope and adoration on one person either. You know, that tells us that if we put undeserved hope and place all our hopes in one person, that we don't have agency. We don't have any place in our government. We don't have the what it takes to make change. I was very frustrated in many of our national organizations that were allowed themselves to be co-opted by the Democratic Party to get into the White House as if that was going to change anything. And we saw in 2006, you know, The Democrats told me to my face, even Nancy Pelosi. Because they recognized how powerful the Camp Casey movement and the peace movement that grew up around Camp Casey was. And so they co-opted it, and they told me, Cindy, help get us elected, and we'll end the war. And so I didn't spend that much time getting Democrats elected, but the movement did, and they used the energy of the anti-war movement to regain both houses of Congress. And what did they do? They betrayed their base. They betrayed our energy. They betrayed our work. They betrayed our organization. And you know what they told me after that? Cindy, we need more Democrats. And I was like, wow, no, you know. I might have been born during the day, but I wasn't born yesterday. And I can see how you are, I call it the war party, the Democrats and the Republicans. I call it the left wing and the right wing of the war party. So, look what just happened last week. Look what happened last week. We had a chance to end, and I'll say it, Pat, wherever you are, we had a chance to end the fucking wars. You know, they could have ended the wars by not approving the war funding. And if they, because every Republican voted against it. So they needed almost every Democrat. And so if they, it passed the House with, I think, 52 Democratic no's. And then it went to the Senate. They revised it. Then they had to put it back to the House, and they needed almost all of those Democratic votes. The people who voted no, they needed them to vote yes so they could pass it. And they did. They literally browbeat the Democrats who voted no the first time into voting yes the second time. So the second time, only 32 Democrats voted against it. And 5 Republicans. If they allowed it to come to a vote when it first got back from the Senate, we would have ended the wars. No funding, no wars. And that's what the movement has been saying for years. When the Democrats were in control and George Bush was still president, we were saying, you know, if you just stop funding it, he has to bring the troops home. So Nancy Pelosi gave George, you know, yeah, you ever hear of Nancy Pelosi's slogan in 2006? No more blank checks for war. She meant, I'm going to give George Bush every blank check for war he asked for. And if she would give it to George Bush, why wouldn't she give it to Barack Obama? Right?
Yes, some interesting questions raised there by Cindy Sheehan, who spoke last night at the Regent Theater and brought to you here on Freeform, doing the No Censorship Radio format this evening. Before that, we heard brand new music from Mr. Kurt, although it wasn't a brand new tune. It was a cover of the Buffalo Springfield classic For What It's Worth, but it's from a brand new CD from the Mr. Kurt Ensemble. It's called Leaving the Farm. I'm Chuck, and this is WMBR on Cambridge. We'll hear another piece of new music, a guy who formerly known as Folksonomy, out of Norwood, Massachusetts. He now goes by the name of Cheap Grace for some reason. He just put out a new CD as well. It's called Before the Second Rooster, and we'll hear something here that goes along with what Cindy Sheehan's all about. This tune is called Soldier's Lament on WMBR on Cambridge.
With me, my blushing bride, come dance with me, be by my side. Take my hand and waltz with me. I'm clumsy, yes, but soon I'll be beholden to the grace of thee. Oh, lift me up this savage heart. I dread the days when we're apart. I count the minutes in the day, and when I sleep, I count the way. stand with my gun in hand. For flowers I'd rather bring. My voice is raw from screaming rage. To you I'd rather sing. I've sinned, my love, I've killed a man, and now I know not who I am. Am I brave? Am I a sham? For whom I ask, did I kill this man? Please can you help me understand?
Thursday, June 25th, 2009. This was, according to some, National Torture Accountability Action Day. There were demonstrations calling for criminal investigations in several cities across the country. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, a small but spirited group gathered in the Harvard Square pit for 5 hours to publicly raise the issue. Ralph Lopez is with the National Accountability Action Movement.
This is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, Democrat, an Independent, a Green. All Americans must stand against torture and against illegal detention and for their Constitution. The Sixth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, which men fought and died for, says the following: all Americans shall be guaranteed a jury trial by a trial of his peers, to be presented with evidence and witnesses against him and given the chance to confront that evidence. That is your birthright.
Yeah.
When you were born, you had those rights. You didn't have to do anything else to get those rights because men already bled and fought and died for them. And now they are in limbo because George Bush thought he could take them away, and Barack Obama so far has not contradicted that. You can still be picked up as an enemy combatant this minute. Right now, anybody here can be picked up and taken away and never heard from again, and it is perfectly legal. That is the change, the supposed change in the law that George Bush made, and that is illegal, and that is treason. I will tell you why it's treason, because the President of the United States and Barack Obama as well take an oath when they take office to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution of the United States. Every American military officer, when he takes his oath, doesn't say a single thing about supporting the president, does not take an oath to be loyal to the commander-in-chief, does not take an oath to defend and obey the commander-in-chief. There's not a single word about that in his oath. His oath is one thing and one thing alone. to uphold, protect, and defend the United States Constitution. They are ordered, their oath requires them to lay down their lives for that document and nothing else. At or near the main gate of every single American military base in Iraq is an image of the Twin Towers. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you how effective the lies were that these soldiers were fed when they were told that they were going to attack those who attacked us in Iraq, which had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. And that is what these soldiers were thinking and are thinking when they beat prisoners and kick prisoners and strangle prisoners and otherwise mistreat them. They think that they are getting back at the people who attacked us on 9/11. And why in the world would they think that? Why in the world would they think that? Because George W. Bush and Dick Cheney went on TV over and over and over and said, quote, "We are taking the fight to those who attacked us." This is in 2004, 2005. Al-Qaeda and Saddam are the same. They work in concert. These have been revealed to be blatant lies. It's been debunked over and over, and you have a Congress sitting there in Washington with its hands over its ears and their hands over their eyes, pretending that they see and hear nothing. This has got to stop, and the only way it's going to stop is by us.
Ralph Lopez, speaking in the Harvard Square Pit. Sismic Lucas was one of the organizers of the event held in coordination with the National Day of Action.
The group War Criminals Watch, which grew out of World Can't Wait, organized it. I guess the biggest one is in Washington, and I don't know how many cities are doing it, but it's here in Boston, and warcriminalswatch.org, I believe, is the website. It's on our handout here. The guys are still in Guantanamo. Obama has said that people can be held at Bagram as long as he feels like keeping them, and they don't have a right to challenge their detention. So that's a step backwards.
So the love affair with Obama is slowly ebbing away, huh?
Yeah, he better really do some good stuff fast if he wants to keep our good feelings.
Sarah Rasmaji of Code Pink was wearing a shirt with two images. One of the photo of the tortured, hooded Iraqi prisoner standing on a box with electric wires attached to his fingers, and the other of a hooded Statue of Liberty. She had a personal stake in this day.
It really hits home because my husband, who died 2 years ago, was Iraqi. And I have to say, these bodies of these men, it was like him. It was a small, you know, darker-skinned men. And they were being tortured. And it really got to me very personally, as well as in the big context of it. It was just terrible. And I think that the war and the torture, all the facts that came out, the horror that we inflicted on his native country, absolutely had a great deal to do with his death, you know, with his illness and death. So.
Just too much for him to bear.
It was, yes. I think there's a lot of collateral damage from the wars that we are causing all over the world. And then we wonder why people hate the United States, why people are hostile to us. I mean, it's right.
We do understand that the Bush administration committed these atrocities, and you're here today to call for justice against those atrocities.
We want justice, and we want Obama to take responsibility that he has as president to do something. It's his presidency now. He has to take responsibility. We have got to go after these criminals who have authorized the torture, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the rest. And we've got to have a special prosecutor. Holder has to do something. If we're ever going to have any credibility in the world, how can we criticize Ahmadinejad when our country is blowing people up every day and we cannot prosecute people for their terrible crimes, war crimes and torture? You know? What kind of country is it, you know?
Sarah Rasmaji, doing her best to raise conscience. Again, here's organizer Susan McLucas.
So, it's really shameful, and we're asking for people not to forget about the fact that all these years later, many thousands of people are still being detained in all kinds of places, in Guantanamo, at Bagram Air Base. Almost every military base has a little corner where they keep people. And they just torture them when they feel like it. They say they're doing interrogations, but they're just torturing people. And it's really, it's terrible what it does to our soldiers who go off to serve their country, many of them with high-minded ideals, and they've been inspired because they see we're under attack. 9/11, we don't know who did 9/11, but anyhow, we're under attack by somebody, terror. So you gotta go get terror, but you can't get terror. And so it just spirals out of control. We say we want to prosecute the people responsible for this. Prosecute Dick Cheney, who actually knew what he was doing, and Rumsfeld. So I'm glad you're out here to say you're not okay with this. And we hope that the government gets the message from us and from all the demonstrations all around the country today saying the same thing, which is call Eric Holder and demand a special prosecutor to prosecute the war crimes of the Bush administration. Thank you.
What brought you down from Vermont?
Oh, geez. We came down because we believe that the people have to be held accountable for torture.
So you drove down from Vermont just to be here in the Harvard Square pit today?
Yeah. It was one of the national sites where people could make a statement. I mean, because this is as much Barack's problem now, we think anyway, as it was Bush Cheney. I mean, it's still going on at Bagram. It's got to be stopped. Yeah, I don't think Barack wants to be called a war criminal, so I hope it stops soon rather than later.
Well, thank you for coming down and making a public statement about it.
You're welcome.
And your name is?
Ed Fulton.
Ed, from Vermont. People are coming over from all over New England to sit here in the Harvard Square pit. You came from Providence?
Yeah, this was actually Divine Providence. I showed up, I saw a flyer. I didn't intend to come to a demonstration today, but when I saw the flyer, I was like, I definitely want to be involved.
You were opposed to the Bush administration and the war when it started.
Absolutely. In fact, the person I was with romantically for 3 years had to go to Iraq, one of the first people to be on the ground there. But it should also be stated that I'm against Barack Obama's stance on torture and habeas corpus being suspended. Like, he's our elected president right now. We got to hold his feet to the fire, too, because he's not changing too much, and it's disappointing.
So how are you feeling about being out here?
I'm really glad I came because, honestly, I've been feeling really isolated, and I want to meet people and talk to people who are also, like, concerned about the course of our government. So it's kind of nice.
How do you think the reaction has been for passerbyers?
It's a little disappointing, honestly. But I have high ideals and standards for my fellow Americans.
Well, thank you for sharing those ideals. And your name is?
April Reed.
April, thank you for being out here today.
Thank you.
Jean Miller, an anti-torture activist, took the mic and read from a book called Poems from Guantanamo.
You know, it was not easy to write poems in Guantanamo. Some of them were written on styrofoam cups with pebbles or toothpaste. Some were just remembered. And if they were written on styrofoam cups at the end of the day, they frequently ended up in the rubbish. So the fact that we have these poems makes them a real treasure. This one is by Osama Abu Kabir. He is a Jordanian water truck driver who worked for the municipality of Greater Amman. And one of the justifications offered for his continued detention is that he was captured wearing a Casio digital watch, a brand supposedly favored by members of Al-Qaeda, because some models may be used as bomb detonators. Is it true that birds will migrate home again? Is it true that the salmon swim back up their stream? It is true. This is true. These are all miracles. But is it true that one day we'll leave Guantanamo Bay? Is it true that one day we'll go back to our homes? I sail in my dreams, I am dreaming of home. To be with my children, each one part of me. To be with my wife and the ones that I love. To be with my parents, the world's tenderest hearts. I dream to be home, to be free from this cage. But do you hear me, O Judge? Do you hear me at all? We are innocent here. We've committed no crime. Set us free. If anywhere still, justice and compassion remain in this world.
Demonstrators making their case at the Harvard Square Pit in Cambridge, Massachusetts on National Torture Accountability Action Day, June 25, 2009. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Rosina.
They will make it go away, or just claim that it's okay when their cruel and brutal treatment comes to light. Oh, Geneva Conventions don't apply. Oh, Geneva Conventions don't apply. They just round up who they please and they beat them to their knees. Oh, Geneva Conventions don't apply.
Overtime, corporate slime rules. The king of apes, he sanctions rape, choking on pretzels, cross-eyed and drooling. He walks up to the camera and declares war. Either join us or get out of the way. There's only today and tomorrow, no yesterday. All your history books, we burned every page. It's the only way. Project for a new American century. We know what to do. We're close with Jesus. You better believe us. We're better than you. Iraq. Puppet master of disaster, who's roving in the house so white, whose heart is black as night. He's always right, the Lord of Liberty, the connoisseur of good. He hates terrorists like Gandhi and Robin Hood. It's the mother of all genocides. You have 5 seconds to choose sides, like he told you once 3 years ago, as he stood there, the hero, prancing around ground zero, calling on everyone, show me that you really care. I need you all this time. This war is gonna go everywhere. Tax cut.
music of Jamaica Plain. The tune's called Endless War. A great anti-Bush anthem. And that came out of a report about torture accountability, a demonstration that took place down at Harvard Square last Thursday. I'm Chuck, and this is Free of Form Radio. Completely different. We are...
The frustration level is just really high.
We already heard from her. That was Cindy Sheehan. Okay. Let's get control. You said I'm going to be in control here. You see that? You lied. I'm talking to Chris Pasture, who's also known as Jamaica Plain, sitting across the window from me. Chris used to live in Jamaica Plain back when he recorded that song, but he left the country 2 years ago for Sweden, and he's back for a week visiting. Just arrived on Sunday, didn't you?
We arrived on Saturday night and went directly to the north end to Pizza Regina.
Ah, how nice. a good welcoming. So you haven't been in the country since Barack Obama has taken office. There's a feeling different here now?
I've actually been here once before in February. I was here for a short visit in San Diego, but it doesn't seem that different to me. No, I'm sorry to say.
Mm. Well, there's still the endless wars that you mentioned in your song there that are still going on. Barack said he's going to close down Gitmo, and it's kind of taking time to make that really happen, but at least he's trying to make that happen. But we're still kind of in Iraq, though they reported yesterday that we've pulled out of the main cities, but our troops are still there and plan to be there for a couple more years and building up more in Afghanistan.
In Pakistan, it seems.
Yes.
Oh, well. He's got a big, can I say hard-on on the radio for Pakistan? Sorry.
That's okay. Well, he ran as a supposed anti-war candidate, so I don't really get some of that, but... it's a step away from George Bush, at least.
It's definitely a step away from George Bush and a step in the right direction. At least he believes somewhat more in diplomacy than Bush did. But I'm not sure if that really is a good thing, because Bush and his crew are a lot more straightforward about what their objectives are and what their priorities are. And
we certainly disagreed with them, but it was clear that we had to fight that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a clearer fight. Now we're talking about somebody who's sort of trying to put some kind of a gentle veil or a rosy veil on a lot of the same stuff. You know, still do the same stuff, but do it with some sort of a compassionate face or something like that.
Well, except there's still people at the other end of the policies that are being affected. In particular, we could think of the situation in Palestine, which hasn't changed all that much, and you've been very active on that issue for a long time. And you were telling me a little while ago you're living in Sweden now, and there's some pretty cool activism going on around that issue over there. Perhaps you might want to enlighten our listeners about that?
About the activism around Palestine?
Yes.
In Stockholm?
Yes.
Well, yeah, there's a really exciting project just started a couple of months ago called Ship to Gaza. And the mission is to acquire a ship and fill it with necessities and sail it from Gothenburg, the portal, the west coast town in Sweden, second largest city in Sweden. Sail it from Gothenburg down through Europe and into Gaza and donate it there. And it'll be stopping in various ports and, you know, hopefully create a lot of media attention and bring some life back to the debate and bring some more attention to the situation there.
Well, that is certainly taking direct action for the people of Palestine, for sure. But you would have Israel to contend with, because didn't Israel block humanitarian aid once before? More than once before, but you know, they have done that before. I mean, I remember Cynthia McKinney was on a ship once that was stopped, that was trying to get humanitarian aid into Palestine.
Yeah, there's a big concern about the ship possibly getting shot down and sunk. And one of the ways that we're planning to counter that is to have, you know, big names, popular, well-known people on the boat, you know, Desmond Tutu, Jimmy Carter. some
well,
other
that,
people come to
stop
mind.
Them from at least shooting it down.
Well, it's a little harder to shoot down a ship when someone like that is on it. Unfortunately, shouldn't be, mm-hmm. shouldn't make any difference. A human life is a human life, but there's some concern about that, and they'll certainly try to stop it in any way they can.
Has the organization, organizers, been in touch with these people, actually, to see if they'd be willing to take a boat ride down to Palestine?
I don't know that they have, but I'm not at the center of activity there, so I don't know all the ins and outs of what's happening there. I know there's a lot of support already. There's a lot of contacts in Gaza who are ready to work with us. They're all politically independent, so they're not tied to Hamas or Fatah, which makes it a lot easier to deal with in that way. One of the exciting things that happened in Sweden was that the left party that is actually fairly major and has a lot of members of parliament, during May 1st, all the money that they were able to collect in all around the nation in their rallies and demonstrations, it all went directly to ship to Gaza. And so that's a pretty major thing. So it looks like it's, you know, as crazy as the idea is and as incredibly ambitious as it is, it's off to a pretty good start. It looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah. Excellent. And it's a great goodwill gesture, too. And I can say it also re-sparked the debate, which is important to keep it alive in this changing world. When you were living here under the Bush regime, you certainly wrote a lot of music opposing that regime, and we certainly played a lot of it on the station. But now that you're living in Sweden and Bush is gone, how has that impacted and affected your musical production, or has it? I mean, what's going on in the world of Jamaica playing music in Sweden?
Well, there's I've planted a few seeds, and I'm waiting for one of them to start growing. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen next. I really wanted to go out with a live act, and that hasn't happened yet. Although there's two or three different groups that have shown interest and are willing to do it. And there's also another project with. Dror Feiler is an Israeli activist who grew up in a kibbutz. He is actually the artist behind the installation piece, which was vandalized 2 or 3 years ago in Stockholm by the Israeli ambassador, an incident that went out all over, became international news. But he also happens to be a composer, and we've been talking about doing some Jamaica Plain type stuff, but with his influence, I'm sure it'll change in some ways. He's also a saxophonist, so there's some really exciting ideas, but nothing is really. I don't have anything new to play for you today.
Okay,
unfortunately,
right. Well,
I wish.
We wish you did too, but I guess that'll be coming, and when you do, I'm sure we'll be getting some of it sent our way that we can present on the airwaves here and keep the concept of Jamaica Plain alive in Jamaica Plain's greater metropolitan area.
Sounds good to me.
So you're here for a week and then you're heading out west again to visit family out there.
Yeah, we're going to Ohio to stop to see my wife's family, and then we'll be in San Diego for a wedding. And then we'll be in New York City, one of my favorite places in the world, for a couple of days, and then back to Stockholm.
Well, Stockholm isn't such a bad place to be either.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful place. Nice place to be.
It's a place where we can be politically left and not be labeled as traitorous or treasonous or anything like that. It's an accepted ideology there. It's just one more political view.
Yeah, yeah. And they're certainly a lot more open about the Palestine issue.
Well, that's great. Maybe you can spread some of that around here as you're traveling around the country.
I always try to.
Well, I want to thank you for dropping in here today and chatting with us and updating us on your situation. And I hope you enjoy your travels in the U.S. and continue to carry on when you get back to Sweden and be productive, active, and have some of those seeds sprout some new music for us to play in the air when you return there.
Right on. And it sounds, I'm really happy to be here, Chuck. It was a surprise and, you know, something I hadn't expected. So it's really great to be here.
Excellent. Well,
and thanks for your support, too.
I've queued up another one of your tunes here. It's kind of got a religious overtone. It's called God is Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, should we not play that one? Would you rather play something else?
Oh, no, you can play it. Sure, it's a good song. You know, I just had forgotten that God is dead. I keep forgetting about that.
Oh, you forgot that God is dead?
Yeah.
Well, then let's remind you and our listening audience.
All right.
Jamaica Plain with his tune, God is Dead, here on WMBR Cambridge.
And CEO have dropped their disguises. What's there when you open your eyes is nothing but lies, is nothing but slime. The very worst thing about your desperate cries is not a word will be heard. The creator's dead, he's run out of time. Come spring, a billion birds without wings who don't sing fall from a hopeless sky. Beware, there's no one upstairs who cares. You can pray all you want, but consider it if you dare. God is dead. Stop dreaming. Things are exactly what they're seeming. God is dead. Not even he can survive on a diet of cynicism and lies. Christians wouldn't recognize Christ if he bit them in the ass. Painful fact, he'd be stopped at the border, not allowed to pass. The Christian right has clearly gone Christian wrong. Stop looking for someone who's dead and gone. Turn on to the life inside you. It's no myth. My story is true. This is a new kind of love song. Something strong lives inside of me. I believe I can decide that I'm going to be who I wanna be. God is dead. It's time to face it. It's a good start, we're free now.
Thank you for calling heaven. Your call is not very important to us. The estimated wait time is 7 eternities.
No, we hit. War zero. War is over if you want it.
I'm off to places still unknown. Get there, will it feel like home? You're in my heart, so I certainly miss. I'm never alone since we hugged and kissed. Sun's coming up.
7 a.m. It's 110. Hungry, running. Not a good day for dying. 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 Drive. Charlie's in the turret, gonna keep us alive. Keys on the combo, keeping it loose. Stay in control while shaking in my boots. Don't care what the Indians say. 7 a.m. It's 110. Not a good day for dying. 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 It takes a team to win. I'm sorry for my sins. Can't tell you're getting from the end. It takes a team to win. I'm sorry for my sins. Can't tell beginning from the end.
Not a good day for dying. That's another Mr. Kurt tune from the new CD, Leaving the Farm. And that was called, it was called Echoes of War. Prior to that, we heard from Jamaica Plain, God is Dead. He said he himself even forgot about that song. Jamaica Plain, Chris Pastura visiting us prior to that, stopping by, visiting from Sweden, former member of the neighborhood of Jamaica Plain, and he put together a band by that name. And now, in the immortal words of Monty Python.
And now for something completely different.
Indeed, it will be something completely different. Unless you were in a coma for the past 5 days, you'd realize that Michael Jackson's no longer with us, and there's been lots of tributes and all kinds of specials and reflections on his life and what have you. But one thing that I had in my little vaults of audio collections that I have at home... back in 1984, actually, let's put this into context here. In 1983, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney did a hit single called Say, Say, Say. And then in 1984, WBCN, which was known at the time as the Rock of Boston, and at the time we here at WMBR were known as the Pebble of Cambridge. Well, you know, back then BCN was still a pretty cool station and all, and they had this thing called the April Fool's Parade, which they did on April 1st. And they did a spoof of that song. Instead of being Say, 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 it was called Jays, Jays, Jays. And it was about Paul McCartney getting busted, and he calls up Michael Jackson to help bail him out. It's a kind of fun little diddly, and figured it was timely right about now here on WMBR in Cambridge.
Jays, Jays, Jays everywhere, but I'm the only person who gets busted. I may be a millionaire, but spending time in jail makes me disgusted.
Every night you're higher than a kite. You want a party.
Party, party, party.
And every day you smoke a dozen J's. No one smokes as much as Paul McCartney.
You should know, Michael J. There's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana. I need my weed every day, or I can't write songs as good as Lady Madonna.
Morning comes, you smoke Colombian in your pajamas.
Smoking, talking, choking.
Listen up, cause if you keep it up, they'll throw you and Linda in the slammer.
Jays, Jays, Jays everywhere, but I'm the only one who gets arrested. I may be a millionaire, but all those expensive drugs leave me congested.
Don't you know your private studio keeps up with Smokey?
Oh, you mean like Smokey Robinson, eh?
Throw that pot away, because there ain't no way you can cut your records in the pokey.
No, 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 no.
Hello, Michael. This is Paul. I'm in jail.
Again?
Listen, they only gave me one phone call. I'm in trouble again because of those...
Chase, chase, chase.
What are you calling me for? I never touch the stuff.
Listen, Michael, you've got to help me.
Why?
Because you're the only bloke I know with enough money to put up me bail.
Well, wait a minute. What about Linda? She's got tons of money.
Hi, Michael. I'm in here, too.
Yeah, you see, instead of posting bail, Linda bought her bail.
Hey, you guys got what you deserve. You ought to know better than to carry grass in public.
Well, hey, you're no saint either, Michael. I'm sure you've done a little coke here or there, eh, mate?
Oh, no. I never do coke. Just Pepsi.
Hey, you got to help me, man. I can't get out of jail.
I've got plenty of contact with you.
I've got to get out of here.
I don't care. I'm supposed to get out of here.
Jays, Jays, Jays from 1984, a spoof on the song Say, Say, Say with Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Anyway, this has been Freeform Radio. I'm Chuck. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week, Sans Serif will be in this time slot. And up next, Silly Hats Only, coming up right after this message here on WMBR in Cambridge.